चक्वा कर्म फला संगम
तृप्तो निराश्रय
निता तृप्तो निराश्रय
of his activities, ever satisfied, independent. He performs no fruitive action, although engaged in all kinds of undertakings.
Pratyakannam phalasanga nitta sita nirashaya parmani abhi pravittopi na eva kinchit karoti sa. First of all, I shall translate this into Hindi, then I shall speak in English. Tattva, chhod kar, karma phal, karma ka jo phal hota hai, ki duskarma ka फल खराब होता है और शुद्ध कर्म का फल अच्छा होता है तो कोई नहीं चाहिए अच्छा भी नहीं चाहिए बुरा भी नहीं चाहिए उसका नाम है कर्म फल असंग छोड़कर उसके साथ कुछ हमारा मतलब नहीं अच्छा बुरा तत्वा कर्म फल असंग नित्य तृप्त तभी वो खुशी है फल तो उसको कुछ लेना नहीं है तब ये खुशी है नित्य तृप्त निराश है और कोई चीज का जो कर्म का क्या आपको फल मिलेगा उसका आश्रय लेना ये भी नहीं कर्मणि अभिप्रवृत्त होगी इस प्रकार से जो कर्म में नियुक्त है अभिप्रेत कर्म भी अभिप्रवृत्त विशेष करके लगे हुए हैं छोड़ना नहीं है काम को छोड़ना नहीं है बाकी ये सब गुण होना चाहिए नित्य चित्त निराश न एवं किंचित कर दे उनको ये जो कर्म हो रहा है वो कर्म नहीं कर रहे हैं कर्म से हम लोग बद्ध हो जाते हैं वो कर्म से बद्ध नहीं शब्दार्थ तो कर्ता कर्म फलासंग दिस इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट टास्क एवरी वन इज एक्सपेक्टिंग some leisure for his personal benefit. How much I have gained by this business? That is our disease. Everyone. Idam adya maya lardham, idam prase punadharam. All the people of the world, they're struggling hard for existence, simply calculating that this much I have achieved today, and this much I will achieve tomorrow. In this way, my bank balance will increase more and more. That is very much explained in the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Ask Pravittincha, Nivittincha, Nabidu, Asura Jana. Asura Jana. It's part of the page 16th chapter. Asura Jana. Asurik, jo hai. Asurik ka arth hota hai. I will continue. Asurik means non-devotees. Atheist. What is the page number? 731. So, in the 16th chapter, it has been explained. But what is the difference between atheists and thieves, or persons with God consciousness and persons without God consciousness? It is said, do bhutasargo loke asmin daiva asura evas. Daivi sampar, daivi vistarasa prokta asuram patha me srinu. Krishna is explaining that there are two classes of men, loke, in every place or every planet. Some planets are full of asuras. They are called asura loka. And another place it is said that who are the asuras and who are the devas? Vishnu bhakta bhavet deva asurasat vipari. There are many demigods. The demigods worshippers are also demons. Only Vishnu Bhakta Bhavet Deva. Vishnu Bhakta. Those who are devotees of the Supreme Lord, personality of Godhead, Vishnu. Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Pasadapasanti Surayo. This is Rig Veda mantra. Suraya and Asuraya. Those who are Suraya, Devas, demigods, they are simply worshipping Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam, Supreme Personality of God. Rasuras Tad Viparya. And Asura means just opposite. Opposite number means those who are not interested in Vishnu worship. Nate vidu sasa dati ni Vishnu. They do not know that ultimate goal of life to approach Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of God. So, asuras, they are engaged for fruitive results. They are working, but they are expecting that I shall enjoy the freedom. So that freedom is given to everyone, that you can work at your responsibility and enjoy or suffer. The state has given everyone individuality, everyone freedom. You act as you like. But if you act criminally, then you will be punished. That you cannot avoid. You have been given freedom. You act whatever you like. But if you violate the laws of the state, then you are to be punished, criminal. Similarly, the same thing is there in God's kingdom, that we have been given freedom. We have got little freedom because we are part and parcel of God. Mumi Mamsa Jivahu. So Krishna says, all these living entities, they are my minute particles, minute part of my body. Just like father is the part of the body, son is the part of the body of father. Similarly, we are also part and parcel of the transcendental body of Krishna. That is our real identity. This spiritual identity. So therefore, Krishna has got freedom, full freedom. So we have got also freedom in minute quantity. That is our position. That freedom, if we use properly, then we are happy. And if we misuse improperly, then we are unhappy. But freedom is there. Krishna says that sarvadhanman parityajya mamekam saranam braja. He requested Arjuna that he just surrender unto me. He is all powerful. He can force anyone and everyone to be surrendered to him. But that has no do. That is not Krishna's business. He gives freedom. Because Krishna has given you little freedom. So, he does not want to interfere with your freedom. Then what is the meaning of giving freedom? That is Krishna's wish. Yathechasi tatha kuru. Krishna says, Arjuna, now I have explained to you the whole Bhagavad Gita. Now, what is your decision? You can do whatever you like. Because Krishna Arjuna's decision was that I shall not fight. I am not going to kill my brothers and nephews and teachers and grandfather. Krishna, excuse me. I am not fight. So, therefore, Krishna instructed him the whole Bhagavad Gita, science. Now, after hearing Bhagavad Gita, he asked, because he has got the freedom. Now, what is your decision? Yathechasi tatha kuru. Whatever you like, you can do. You can reject my proposal, or you can accept. This is freedom. Then Krishna, Arjuna said, yes, Krishna, vachanam tavo, I shall accept your proposal. This is Krishna's heart. Krishna is giving instruction to everyone. This is the way of life, to come gradually to Krishna consciousness. All these things have been explained by Krishna. How to work, how to gradually come to Krishna consciousness, because Krishna consciousness is the original consciousness. Now it is polluted. Just like originally, when the rain falls, it is pure distilled water. And as soon as it touches the ground, it becomes polluted. Immediately dirty. Similarly, as spirit soul, we are pure. As Krishna is pure, Krishna is explained in the 10th chapter. Parabrahma paramadhama pavitram paramam bhavam purusam shastatam nityam. So, pavitram paramam bhava. Krishna is param pavitra. Complete pure. And we are part and parcel of Krishna. We are also pure. That is our real identity. We are pure. But we have been contaminated by the touch of this material world. The same example, the rain falls, it is pure distilled water. But when it touches the surface of the heart, it becomes dark. That we see the rivers full of dirty water. That is not the water is dark, but because it is mixed up with the dirty dots of the surface of the globe, so we fall down. When we deny to accept Krishna as the Supreme, or we try to imitate Krishna, now why Krishna shall be enjoyed? We shall also enjoy. Why Krishna shall have rasas? We shall also rasas. Why Krishna will marry 16,000 wives? We shall marry at least 16 wives. When this competitive spirit comes, then it falls down. Falls down means Krishna gives the chance. All right, you also go. You also dance in the hotel, ball dance. And be complicated. Because he does not know what is last dance, he imitates ball dance. So, everything what is going on in this material world, it is imitation of Krishna's activities. Janmadrasyajata, the Vedanta Sutra says. Everything that is going on, it is simply generated from that. Original. So, but it is contaminated. Because in touch with the material, three qualities. Some of them are goodness, some of them are passion, and some of them are ignorance. The example is given just like fire, big fire, and the sparks are coming out from the fire. That is natural. Similarly, the big fire is Krishna. And we are small sparks. So, the sparks sometimes fall down from the original fire. Fall down. So, falls down, when the fire sparks falls down on the dry grass, it creates fire. And if it is fallen down on the land, it keeps the fiery element for some time. But if it falls down on the water, immediately it is extinguished. Similarly, when we fall down from Krishna's association, the fire, big fire and the spark, if we be in touch with the modes of goodness, then we keep some Krishna consciousness. That's like the Brahmanas, the quality of Sattva Sama Dhamma Priti. And if we fall down on the ground, then we keep sometimes the fiery quality. That is passion. Three qualities, goodness and passion. And if we fall down in the ignorance, just like the spark falls down on the water, then it is extinguished. No Krishna consciousness. Finish. But it can be revived. That is explained in the Prem Vivarta. Krishna bhuliya jeevi bhogavan chakare pasate mayatare japotiya dhare. As soon as we want to imitate, even in the material world, those who are trying to go up again, back to home, back to Godhead, there are different processes. Kanva, Jnana, Yoga. Krishna is explaining the karma. How to go back again to the original consciousness, that is being described. Karma. How to what? So, even those who are trying for that, because that original disease is there, therefore, even one who has advanced spiritually, he also says, I am God. anger, the same spirit, who make competition with Krishna. The Maya is there. Why you are going to worship Krishna? You are God. Oh yes, I am God. This is the last layer of Maya. Therefore they are Mayavadis. Nobody can become Krishna. Krishna says, Matta parataram nanya kinkija sri dhananjaya. Nobody can be equal to Krishna. Nobody can be greater than Krishna. Then what is the meaning of God? If there are so many irrational gods, then what is the specific personality of God? So this is the last layer of Maya. If one is trying to become God, that is not possible. That is Asuri. Asuri bhavam asrita. Never will Krishna's desire is that you surrender. Sarvadharman, you have manufactured so many things within this material world to become happy. This is all foolishness. We'll never be happy. That was Krishna says. Because Krishna loves, he is Sarvadharman Paritrajamamikam Sarvam. But Maya says, no, why? You become Krishna. You become God. This is why. This is Asuri. Asuri bhava. So it is very difficult to give up the Asuri bhava. Namana viskitunam mulha prapadnante maranama. Maya paritajnana Asuri bhava masita. On the basis of Asuri bhava, one is always constantly engaged in duskriti. I want to say sinful activities. And mura. Falsely thinking that he is God. Therefore he is a mura. That is his sign. Big mura. Small muras, they are working hard only to become happy. And the big mura, he wants to become God. The small mura wants to become a minister or a president. And the big mura wants to become God. The disease is the same. I shall become the most powerful. But that is not possible. Therefore, these big muras who simply falsely thinking that I have become now liberated by meditation or by some jugglery of power. So they have been described in the Bhagavad as vimukta mani no. They are falsely thinking that they have become liberated. They have become Narayan. How you can become Narayan? This Shastra says, Dastu Narayanam Devam Brahma Rudradi Daivatagi Samatena Vikheta Svapasandi Bhavidhruvam Narayana Devam. In Sankaracharya, he says, Narayana Bhaktya Para. Narayana is transcendental. He has nothing to do with this material. So Vaishnavas also say, Dastu Narayanam Devam Brahma Rudradi Daivatagi. Brahma, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, they are demigods of this material world. So, if one puts Narayana, even with the level of Brahma and Rudra, Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, they are the very exalted, big demigods. Lord Shiva is almost like Narayana. Narayana is 95% complete God and Lord Shiva is 85%. And Krishna is 10%. There is analysis. Dasa Narayanam Devam Brahma Rudradi Daivatai Samatrena Vikheta Samatrena Equal. Well, whatever is Narayana, that is also Lord Shiva, that is also Lord Brahma, that is also God in Kali. This is Mayavad. Because Mayavad philosophy is that the absolute truth is impersonal. That is the final understanding. So, because we cannot think of impersonal, meditate upon that. Let us imagine some form. Sādhakānāṁ hitārthāya brahmano rūpa kalpana. The Mahāvādī philosophers, they say that kalpana, you just imagine any form. Therefore, they especially recommend the five forms. The five forms, the Surya, Sun God, Ganesh, and Durga, Vishnu and Lord Shiva. There is also Vishnu. But this Vishnu and the Vaishnava consciousness of Vishnu is different. This Vishnu is imagination. And Vaishnava consciousness of Vishnu is reality. Krishna is reality. Amajananti madamulaha manusan tanuhas. Those are mula, the same mula. Because he has come in the form of a human being. They say this is Maya. This Krishna has come. The impersonal Brahma has assumed a body, accepting this body given by Maya. This is the Mayavad philosophy. But actually, Krishna does not come. Because Krishna says, the Yidhesa Gunami Mama Maya. Maya is controlled by me. How he can accept subordinates of Maya? No. The Vaishnava philosophy is very perfect philosophy according to the Shastra and Vedas. All the acharyas conform. So we have to follow this. Then our life will be successful. So Krishna is teaching how to walk. How to walk. Now here he says, the tatya karma phala. Now who will be ready to work? Suppose you are doing some business and there is expectation of profit, 1 lakh of rupees. The profit comes. Then, if I say now, here is Bhagavad Gita, it is a tatya karma phala. You give it up. Are you ready? No. I have heard, with so much heart, never have heard, how shall I give it up? But here it is said, tatya karma phala. Then immediately his impetus to work will be finished. That this ordinary person, those who are enquiries, if I say that yes, you earn 7 lakhs of rupees, but you will not be allowed to take it. Just like the communist country. The communist country, they're engaging people to work. But you cannot take the result. The government is there. Therefore, they are not very enthusiastic. I have been in the communist country. They are not very enthusiastic. That is, unless one can enjoy personally, he is not interested in any business. Why should I work so hard? This is natural. But here it is said, tatya karma phala. What is the difference between the communist philosophy and Vaishnava philosophy? The communists also say that everyone should work without expecting the result. The result will go to the government. But similarly, where the result will go? It is communist proposal. No. That will be explained later on. Karishtha. Is it meaning that? Karma, tatya karma phalam? No. Tatya karma phalam means that you should give it to Krishna. That is tatya karma. So those who are devotees, although tatya karma phalam, They are not touching the fruit. Still they are nitya tripta, very satisfied. The kormi is a dissatisfied. So I have hard, worked so hard, now I have to give up whatever I have earned. He becomes very, very sorry. But who becomes nitya tripta? Working like this, without taking the result, is still nitya tripta. Very satisfied. That is devotee. That is devotee. You see, these boys, these European boys, also some of them are Indian, they are working day and night. They are getting money also. They are making life members. They are selling some books. There is no scarcity of money. But they do not touch even single ball. It is for Krishna. And still they are happy. This is Takta Padma Phalam. Asanga. Asanga means no attachment. They are giving money and giving to me. I spend like anything. So this is Takta Padma Phalam. Asanga. Nitya Tripta, very much satisfied. I have been able to collect so much and give it to Krishna. This is their satisfaction. Takta Padma Phalam Asanga Nitya Nirashaya. Don't expect any profit. No dividend. As soon as there is dividend, immediately it is material. Immediately it is complicated. And so long there is no expectation of dividend, then it is pure devotee. This is the difference. Anna vilasita sudnam jnana karma dhanabhusam. Jnana karma dhanabhusam. This karma fall. A devotee doesn't want karma fall. Therefore he is not implicated. He doesn't want. Therefore it is said, karma, karma means abhipravittopi. Although he is engaged in karma, because superficially it looks like karma, karma and bhakti, it looks the same thing. But the difference is that the result is for Krishna and the karma result is for me and myself. That is the difference. That is the difference. Karmani abhi pravitto abhi naiva kinchit karoti sa. This is it. Although he is doing day and night, but he is still doing nothing. Doing nothing when he is doing, but he is not becoming internal with the reasons. That is because karma and karma fall. One has to accept the karma fall. But this man who is doing everything for Krishna, he is not becoming entangled. That is explained in the second chapter also. Jagyate karma, annatra karma bandhana. If you don't act for Krishna, then you will be entangled by the result of action. But if you do it for Krishna, then you will not be entangled. Everything will be taken as devotion. Everything will be taken on account of devotion. And devotion means you are making progress. Manchabhya vicharini bhakti yogi na jasevate sarunan samapittainan brahma bhuyaya kalvati. So activities on the platform of devotion and service without expecting any result for his personal satisfaction means on the platform of liberation. Thank you.